Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Lift up your hands, close your eyes. Quietly whisper to the Holy Spirit to touch you. This morning, pray. Speak to the Holy Spirit.
Make my life so beautiful. Everybody sing it.
Father, we thank you for your blessings this afternoon. Father, we pray that let the preaching of your word be relevant to us. Touch our hearts. Make our hearts malleable. Bible says that the heart of the king is in your hands. And you turn it to wherever you want it to be. Lord, we put our hearts in your hand. Turn it. Change it. Direct it. Wherever you want it to be. I pray for every teenager at the sound of my voice. The Lord will be changed, blessed, anointed, favored, grace. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord. Amen. I'm going to be preaching for a few minutes. Right? And I am preaching on Escape for Your Life, Season 2. Put your hands together for the Lord. Escape for Your Life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. You must learn how to escape from danger. Alright. You must learn how to. I don't like what you have to think. Anytime there is an escape, it means that it is from a danger. Hallelujah. And there are so many things that pose as dangers to us, physically, spiritually, morally, socially, anywhere you find yourself, you must always think of danger. Are you still here?
Yes.
Yes, I will finish it pretty very soon. You can leave me with this. You must think of danger, that there is something that is against your life. It's true. There are so many things which I told you last week that are fighting against you. So many things. Some you know, some you don't know. And some you will not know. And some you will know. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes. That is why it is very, very important that you must be security conscious. That this window will be open so that fresh air will come, because people are just ashamed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our sound is good, but when the speakers are down, the sound hits the floor, and human beings absorb sound. This is physics. If those of you who want to be intelligent in the future, they will teach you. Okay? So, I want to see somebody that the person should do something so that the speaker's inside. Blood of Jesus. He was supposed to bring them yesterday. So when they bring it, we will not be carrying the speakers up and down again. So he was supposed to do it and bring it yesterday. But I owe him. I've not finished it. Even though I'm a reverend, see if I don't finish it. I'm not going to help me to pay the debts so that we can do it. So if you can buy this one, if you can buy this one, 2,000 Ghana cedis. It's not 500 Ghana. Hallelujah. We share 500 cedis and pay it to be a number of you supports. Some of you, I know if you collect them, you don't bring it back. But I know that who supports me. There are some people that collect my envelope, they send it to the toilet. Yes, they sold me. Foolish pastor. Share envelope for children. Nonsense. They sold me the house. may not bring me. But I know that God, if you support me, they show you support me. For the amount of the world you support me, you support me. If you don't support me, this amount of the world you support me, back to you. This thing is going to be beautiful. Say amen.
Amen.
Very, very beautiful. One day when you enter a church like this, you know that you are in the church. One day when you enter like this, you go out. You know like you go out. Amen. Escape for your life. You must learn how to run away. 2 Timothy 2:22. 2 Timothy 2:22. What did the scripture say? It was if we had spring at this time. Spring. That's what God will send us there, Jesus.
Amen.
2 Timothy 2:22 says, yes. Yes. Flee also youthful lust. It's okay. There is something deliver called youthful lust. I have to come there. I'll come to Genesis. No, our main scripture in Genesis 19. Start opening to that place. There is something we call youthful lust. What's the different version? What does that version say? What is the different version from 2 Timothy 2? You say what? Avoid the passions. Everybody say passions.
Passions.
Of you. You all say what? Stay away from the evil things young people have to do. They love to do. Such as stealing. Pornography. Masturbation. Watching bad news and bad movies. Listening to bad music. Disobedient to parents. Young people love to do. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Flee. Flee is between running and a what? No, flying. Some walking. Between running and flying is called flee. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so anytime you see something that looks like danger, your disposition towards that thing should be you looking for an exit. If there is fire outbreak, I am telling you that noise can pass in. The body can pass in.
Yeah.
If there is fire outbreak,
yeah.
It's not fire outbreak, but for if a snake, or somebody's belt has fallen, but we don't know whether it's snake. Right now, people can. True best for you. This one, this is small. Right? That is happening. So you can't pass it. Yeah. You say you can't jump from here down. Then, because there's no line here. There should be line that this door. You see, this door, when it's locked, you can't open it. But if there is fire outbreak, and you know that your life is in danger, without key, you open it. You open it. You are even going to a house that the walls are high. You thought there was nobody in the house. Then suddenly you tell them, wow. We have serious dogs and non-serious dogs. When you meet them, they just do their tail. They are not serious dogs. That those type of dogs, even they can't chew bones. They are not serious dogs. They brought them from the village. They are not serious. Yeah. But the real dogs You see the one that the people use for Saturday, you see them holding peace. See that? The dog is even fatter than your landlord. That's what you do. See that? That is the dog. You have not met that dog before. Everything in this life, I'm about to go. I'm not preaching for a very long time because of the world. Everything in this world has been arranged, Mr. Ehud, including the mobile phones. Everything, do you think that the people who did the mobile phones, do you think they have you in mind? Do you think that they have designed the mobile phone to enhance your spirituality? No. Mobile phone has been designed to bring you down. When you watch the program, is it not on the phone? Yes. Everything that you see in this world, you see, anything you see here, you should see that it has a potential threat to your life. Everything, anybody you see should be a potential danger to you. Anybody, anything. Anything can danger. Yeah. Be careful. Anything at all, and I tell you the room is where it's making the preaching go very fast. Anything you see, laptop, can tempt you. TV can tempt you. Mobile phone, dear, bobo, can tempt you. Yeah. Your class teacher can tempt you. Yeah. Some man be as spooky as she asks her. He says, "You're a Satan."
One road to the house all the time. If somebody decides that they want to do
une certaine base. Parce que quand on vous sketch, et tous of you like only one foot, ça y est, rice. Alors, don't play it again. You can die out of it. That's why girls have something. They say that nothing more than nothing beyond. They stop that with useless guys. Amen. Yeah. Another security thing is that anytime you enter the room, any room at all, ask yourself that if the main exit is closed, where else can I pass? Yes. Yeah. No, you see, you yourself and you must think like an armed robber. Yeah. So you see, you should ask yourself. Look, if there's fire outbreak right now in this door, if there's no place to pass here, and there's no place to pass here, as I'm standing here, I know where to pass. Yeah. Yeah. So when you enter a place, people are sitting for children to be looking around. And children looking around. Yeah. Exactly. Usually they sit at the door. It's one of the things. Nobody will teach you. Yeah. So anytime you enter the room, you have to start. If something happens, you have to run. And then you see if you have to run, a lot of people go this way through. And that people go this down through. So the person will talk. So where else can I? So you must always think like that. That's the something you ask him, what do you want to be? If you can, oh, me, doctor. Apart from doctor, nothing else. You don't do well. There must always be an opportunity. Are you still here on that one?
Yes.
Are you enjoying my preaching today? Yes. It's for the sake of that. Because I'm preaching for so that when I start sharing the gospel, you know that you are supposed to give me money. These are all securities. Yeah. And it's not everywhere you go and eat. Is that grace? Is that great? It's not everywhere you go, you eat. Yeah. The people have said, they will not. They will not back up people. Oh, China, they are back up dance. Who's the meaning in their salon? I'm the Bumio. I'm the Bumio. Amen. Amen. Yeah. You must always think a way to escape. Yeah. A way to escape. Yeah, sister. It's unfortunate that you must always have in your mind that every guy that is close to you wants to have sex with you. When you have that mind then, your antenna will be sharp. Do you think that? If they say this girl, this boy, they stay in the compound house. They all know that bride or your arm robber. Do you think that this girl should go and sleep without locking her door? It's a simple question I'm asking. I say if you know that this brother God is not an arm robber, you know that an arm robber is. If you know that it's an arm robber, do you think that you will see if they are going to sleep your woman, you sleep inside. Oh, you know. Because see, you are staying in an environment where anything can happen. Do your voice down.
Money.
I was going to second university last year. Charlie, so I started buying my things. Oh, I bought my things and then. I said, no, if I get to university, I'll go to Tamale. I said, no, if I go there, I have to play message. You see, so I saw DVD player. How many of you know DVD player? Cute one. Tell me when I asked the money on me, if I buy, I bought it. And I bought it. Recently, those of you came to my office, I brought some white speakers. They were giving us tickets. When we first bought it, we sent it to. When I arrived in Tamale, And then it was in box. When I got, I moved it. I switched it on. Then it started playing. The preaching message was going on. Then in the end, it was time for me to sleep. He said, me. He said, when the socket was like this, and the window was like this. So, I put my mattress by the window. Hey! It was playing with me. I hear people behind the window. Wow! I disconnected the thing, put it in the box, and I put it under the pillow. That was my property. No! Hey, there's something that I've put into my money. I should come to the money. That would come and steal it. Oh no. Then they should steal me. You must always think of escape. That's me. Let's go to the scripture. The one I read last week, the last week message has been recorded, so you can go and but let's go to verse 16. And he said that, and while he lingered, the man laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife. It means that I'm sure the wife was wasting time. God, you people, you know that if your son and your mother are going somewhere, it's your mother who wastes time. Your mother has now, that your father has bath already. You have dressed, his weight, his work. Your mother has now gone to bath, even the bath is, he has used 30 minutes already. He has come and putting powder here, putting everything, makeup, mascara, eyelashes, rouge, pedicure, manicure, before the video, look at your eyes. Then So, all this reason, Lord's wife was doing that. That's when they were getting late. Because they said fire was coming. And you said you are not going to bath. If fire is coming, you have to bath.
No!
And the angel laid hold upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of the two daughters. The two daughters are just like their mother. Hey, girls, bath before your sister's bath. Oh, no. Me, I'm back before my wife's bath. Hey, we men bathing. It's not today. The bath, they have first session, session A, session B, and session C. Before the theory. Before the practicals. Hey. Oh, men, we don't keep long in the bathroom. Bad sisters. And let what? So, you see, Lord has bathed already. Lord's wife has gone to waste time. Before Lord, two daughters. And the Lord be merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. Verse 17. And it came to pass, when they had brought them forth abroad, he said, escape. The word escape there is the Hebrew word malat. Clap for Jesus. Malat. Let me read what malat means. It said to slip away, to escape, to save, to deliver. Yeah, my life. Let's continue. My life for thy life. Run for thy life. Escape from thy life. Whatever is posing as a danger in your life, run away for your life. Many of you are not running away from what is. You see, at some time you don't even know that what is happening to you is a danger. You don't know that because you have an Android phone and suddenly somebody put you on the page and they are sending penis and vagina and people having sex on the WhatsApp and you download it, you don't know that that particular thing is having a negative effect on your life. You think you are enjoying. When are you going to get it again? When are you going to get it again? This thing that you are watching, when are you going to get a girl to practice? No, it's a simple. When are you? If you watch the program now, when are you going to get a girl? You know how difficult it is to get a girl. Do you know how many times you have to deceive a girl to follow you? One day the girl said, cheat girl. Oh, Baba, today, no, one day, no, you have to move your pants. You're a cheat girl. You're a silly girl. There's no standard, you have no price. The day you are married, your father will add money to you and the man will take it away. But you see, that he didn't announce to you. Look, pornography, we spot watching pornography. Don't get to that child. If by this time you are still watching pornography, you are too late. There's no one pornography, they stop already. If you are still watching pornography now, it's like, look, it's like somebody has visited you, they're keeping your house in Pico Paul. You are too late, people watching pornography, they stop. Another thing they stop is insulting parents. When you insult your mother, they choke their child. They always insult their parents, their eyes are open, they sit alone. Now we don't insult parents again. Now we don't, if you want to insult somebody, you insult and promise. You don't insult your mother. They are giant, If you still insult your mother, yeah, we'll stop. Still in 5 cities. You just came from the village. You have not seen money before. Are you still dicing this? You go to school, you go and see your friend Calipo, you pay it. You pay Calipo and put it in your pants. I stopped that a long ago. Those who used to steal Calipo, it was in class 2 people in that class 1. Go about stealing people's money and things. That giant. Now, people are revelation. That you read the Bible, you see some words, and then the word hits you, then, oh! At your age, you are still singing soul boy music. When you leave here, you joke, when they are better, so they choke you. They do choke you to like you die. Stop those things. But we stop that and this thing. Yeah. You see, but you see, let me tell you as I close. When the angel delivered them, he told them escape for your life, and he gave them some guidelines. Guidelines to escape for your life. Come into that operation. Better. Number one, he told them that, you see, your life, it means semicolon. Have you seen semicolon there?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, anytime you are reading, let me tell you anything about studying English language. Anytime you see semicolon, it goes to explain the statement before. Are you understanding?
Yes.
Yeah. Semicolon explains the statement before. So the editor said that, escape from your life. And then number one, he said that, look not behind thee. Let me tell you, as you are about to escape from whatever bad thing that is making you not do well, don't look back. Successfully escape from your life, number one, look not behind.
are still remembering how that man used to press your breast.
You didn't have a breast.
You are still remembering. Look not behind now. You are here. You have changed. First, you used to steal money. Understand robbery. And you saw by the grace of God, you came to church, we preached on message, you said you gave your life to Christ. Now you are there, hey, first, I'm a genie. You say, yeah, but my pastor, he came here, preach here, be here, still. Yeah. Yeah. So you watch photography. Is it only says you watch photography? You don't watch. Watch. Hey, watch. Watch photography. Watch. You don't know what to do to yourself. You are a person. Look. One of the things I don't do. That doesn't mean I hardly go to shopping mall. I don't like window shopping.
Hey,
still not good. The child said, bring book to his room. All the masters.
Take your deed and go to somebody's house. Say, you have put to listen.
in the plane.
Doctors, open your eyes. How many is this? Three.
Don't stay in the plane. In the plane. On the plane land. As you are dead, as you are about to escape, don't stay on the plane land. Read your verses for me. Say what? Run for your life. Don't look back. Or stop anywhere in the valley. Don't stop anywhere in the valley. Don't stop anywhere close to the mass media.
Man, rest in your best.
Don't stop anywhere. Don't stop anywhere. As you are running, know that the cross before me, the well behind me. Don't stop anywhere. If you come and advertise for what you drink by my window, you will forever be on fire. Hey, this begins to drink it and you see Jesus. Hey, this drink is good. Next level, I don't go with the drug. It doesn't move me. I do it. Ah! Yeah. Don't stop anything of your stop already. Stop. You see the boy in the control? I'm sure you were here about 3 weeks ago when he came out of that room. He said, you, I didn't even wait for the dead existence. Come to the sacrifice. Yesterday was that. He was sent for the prophetic services. You see, it's not like I'm here. And I'm going to send you. Come and go for the sacrifice. When you sit at the back and you were disturbing the people, you can probably see.
Hey!
leaders, from prophets, gone down and went to sit at the back, chewing popcorn with the KJ people. if there's a witch in your family, how will you do it? How would they pretend? Keep on praying. Hey, it's like they said that thing. Now when I'm praying, I know where my prayer is going. Don't stop. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't stop. Escape to the mountain next month. Escape to the mountain. Listen. To escape properly, you must climb something. You must go up. That is the only point I see. What do you want to do? Join the choir. Join the dancing staff. Join the instrumental. And you see, by joining something, you are excusing for your being there for a very long time. I don't know what you have done. Today, say to the dancing staff, tomorrow you are going to join the choir. You must be down. You are going to start. They have not done anything, sir. And see, when you do that, you will never climb to the mountain. You always be on the back with the back. Yeah. Is it something like it? You didn't have that problem. I mean, for some, from dancing. So he can't stop it. On Sunday, if that didn't feel like I'm to check out, and do my work at it. So I don't see asking to get out, I'll be asking to wake up, to go back. But you know, instead of I'm back, we should have no pain in the house, the way the family is doing. Yeah. Are you still here?
Yes.
To the mountain. See, whatever is giving you, take it to the mountain. Look at that preaching, as if I'm preaching. Preaching for Adam. You think it is because it's just a Sunday school, so God told Noah. What do you sing that song? Can I sing the song? Can I talk to God for you? If we have decided to join our sister, I need to be quick. Give me a microphone to sing the song for us. So as we make it the back, you see, when they make the children start, and you are not serious about the work. So right now, we make it the pastor and the children's here. So pastors can say to that guy, pastor, I can't give you a song. And so then I can't give you a song. Yes, pastor. God to one go. God told Noah to build an ark with the hammer and the sword. That's not the thing for the Sunday morning. To close. If by the grace of God we are ready, back to the Sunday. We don't like you. Put the hammer for that. Hallelujah. Don't go and teach you this. You see, he said, go to the mountain to escape. Successfully run to the mountain. This is because whatever you are doing, you can do the same and take it up. You think somebody called and tell me to organize conference? We are going to do a camp in 3 weeks' time. Here, go to the Nobody asked me to buy. Nobody's on my neck to put it here. And if you say something, it is nice. Should you not do so?
Do so.
Go to the mountains. Many move to the mountains.
Amen.
When you move to the mountains.
Amen.
Don't forget that you are in school. You see, you always aim for 50%. That's why you don't do well. They commanded. But the last one says, well, I'm about to preach. And he said that, lest thou be consumed. If you don't go to the mountains, if you stop on the way, you understand? If then you look back, you'll be consumed. You'll be consumed. You can't escape well. But may we escape well.
Amen.
My prayer for you is that you will escape well.
Amen.
Yeah. Some of you are sitting out here, you can organize people to hear. You see somebody like Apple, I'm very surprised at people saying, some of you can't be down like this. Now my grandmother says, I should be counting. There is no father or mother whose brain is working who will tell the son not to go to jail. It's why you can't be a very nice. When you come in, you see, don't come at all. There's a lady here who sits in the office. Why talking? That's my look. You know, the way you have done yourself here, a lot of men have slept with you. She said, yes. I said, how many men have slept with you? She said, oh, if I were 8. And I said, it's not 8. I said, 12 men have slept with you, and one is a Nigerian. She said, yes. You see, when you start telling lies, you see, and you have told people around that. See, before I ask you a question, I know the answer. Before you started here, the Nigerian man says, the man was even calling him, but she didn't go. And I said, by the end, say, sister, you're not close, eh? Are you close? People are close. Yeah, point, why? Remember why? Amen. One day you pregnant somebody else. Because you are not doing anything. You close, you go, you close. There are people who are doing something. By the time they are, they come to get any. What am I like to go and follow somebody's daughter? You know what I mean? I was 6 o'clock, I was sick. 6 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping. My wife and my son. 6 o'clock, we come to church. It's not like we stay in the rented place and we are running away from the landlord. Still in our own house. 6 o'clock. And if you know where the house is, you know how to call it. Abinah, you know my house? Family, you know my house? Who else? That's who knows my house. You have to be to Andy. If you are going to have you have traveled. Yeah, you are moving from Great Africa to Central. I say Central region. It's not like, when it's not like, hey, it's like Central region. Like, I'm getting it. Tell me, maybe I was sending, as I'm sending to my house, I said that we are going to the shrine. Don't do anything. Today I'm telling you, do something. Look for something and put yourself inside. Hallelujah.
Amen.
May you escape for your life.
Amen.
May you escape for your life.
Amen.
May you escape for your life.
Amen.
May you escape for your life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You escape. Everything that's holding you will disconnect it from you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Connect every form of I wanna see it at your feet. Drink from the cup in your hands. Lay back against
you and breathe. Fill your heart. This love is so deep. It's more than that.
I'm so
Thankful that I'm in your care.
Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for giving us to escape in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.